No matter your age, this sound probably conjures up images of wartime and submarines. Most of us know what sonar is and how it works, but how often do you connect this with this? That's the sound of a sonogram. It is a direct offspring of sonar.
That uses sound waves bounced off the hull of a submarine. But now we can bounce sound waves off of organs in your body and image them and see disease states and see normal function and really, really tell a lot about what's going on.
That's Dr. Paul Grayburn, director of cardiology research at Baylor. He uses sonogram, or ultrasound, all the time to see the heart. In fact, to show how simple a tool it is, he slaps a little gel on his chest and takes a look at his own.
Not bad for standing up.
That's not bad.
The heart is a tricky organ because the rib cage can obscure it, making it hard to get a good picture. But a new development has made Grayburn's job a whole lot easier. And it, too, comes courtesy of the military. He calls it the cavitation of microbubbles.
When a submarine propeller turns, little tiny bubbles like you might see in a champagne glass, and you can listen to them because they make a noise. And so we were able to use that cavitation of the bubbles to detect whether it was a Russian or an American submarine, how fast it was going, you know, all kinds of specific signatures. And much of that was classified for years.
So how do tiny bubbles make it easier to take ultrasounds of the heart?
Because it's really easy to see the difference between bubbles inside the heart and the cardiac walls. So we use it all the time to make the pictures better and to get a more accurate diagnosis.
But microbubbles have taken researchers far beyond ultrasound clarity. Each bubble, less than half the size of a red blood cell, can also act as a courier.
So we've learned that we can attach genes to the microbubbles and then circulate them throughout the body. And we can actually destroy the microbubbles or cause them to cavitate, much like a propeller causes them to. So that means that we can actually blow these bubbles up within the organ that we want to deliver the gene to.
And Grayburn, who is one of the country's leading researchers in this field, hopes that means the beginning of the end for diabetes. By loading microbubbles with genes designed to kickstart the pancreas and bursting those bubbles in just the right spot, a diabetic could start producing insulin again.
The islets are the part of the pancreas that produces insulin, and we can cause them to grow back by putting these genes in and delivering that gene specifically to the part of the pancreas that needs to regenerate.
And for diabetics like 79-year-old Patricia Moreland, that would be a welcome advance. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1995, and it's been debilitating.
It's horrendous. It is not anything I would wish on my worst enemy. Just recently, I had a retina bleed that was directly because of diabetes.
Moreland was originally able to control her diabetes with diet and exercise, then tablet medication. And finally, last January, she was forced to go on insulin. She's used to her twice-daily injections now, but the first attempt left her with a terrible bruise.
It was as large as a man's double fist.
Dr. Grayburn says his team has seen very promising results when testing this therapy on rats and baboons, though he guesses we're at least 5 years away from human use. But Patricia Moreland is encouraged all the same.
And this is my Christmas plant. I always get an amaryllis for Christmas.
She's always loved caring for plants and says the indoor activity is one she can still enjoy despite diabetes. She can no longer drive at night, which meant resigning from her beloved church choir. And she says her rigid schedule of meals, medication, and injections makes her a slave to the clock.
It's just sheer, pardon my French, guts and willpower, because it's not fun. I have had to give up a lot of things that I have enjoyed for years because of diabetes.
But Dr. Grayburn thinks with the help of ultrasound, he's well on the way to bursting diabetes bubble. Courtney Collins for KERA News.